with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the 6 weeks he spent serving the president in the criminal trial against him in New York. Blanche tells the Salem Radio Network some of the charges against former President Trump make no sense.
So the tampering is a violation, a misdemeanor conspiracy violation of state law. So what does New York State have to do with a federal election? And that's something we're going to be appealing, but it just flies in the face of what we all expect from our federal laws, which govern what happens in a federal election. You're right that the crime actually, the supposed crime, occurred after the election, yeah, supposedly to influence the election.
Attorney Todd Blanche. The president's sentencing scheduled for July 11th. Also at SRNNews.com, on the international front, correspondent Karen Chamas reports on tensions between Ukraine and China over Ukraine peace talks.
Ukraine's president has accused China of pressuring other countries not to attend upcoming Ukraine peace talks. Speaking at Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that China was hampering peace in Ukraine. To do everything so that leaders do not come to the peace summit, to push them, pressure them, that definitely does not bring peace closer. And that is not only support to Russia, that is basically support of war. China has staked out what it says is a neutral position on the war, putting it at odds with Ukraine, the United States, and most of Europe. Its trade with Russia has grown, easing the economic impact of Western sanctions. I'm Karen Chama.
And Wall Street is hoping for continued success. They had lots of it last week after some record highs were set. This is SRN News. Seattle Public Schools are promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they'll send thousands of school children to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 middle schoolers will be taking these field trips in hopes of engendering tolerance for Jews in the next generation. Anti-Semitism on the rise all across the U.S. and the world, especially after last fall's attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. Voter ID will be on the ballot in Nevada.
The state Supreme Court ruled Friday an initiative to amend the state constitution and require voters to show photo ID at the polls can appear on the November ballot as long as organizers collect enough signatures. Just over 100,000 valid signatures need to be collected by June 26th for voters to approve this year and again in 2026 in order for it to take effect. The measure also calls for an extra layer of verification for mail ballots, such as the last four digits of a driver's license or Social Security number. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Oregon authorities closing the state's entire coastline to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning, and they describe it as unprecedented. They've also closed parts of the Oregon coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.